This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Unemployment in Europe today hit a new record high, 12.2%. It's about 20 million people across the 17 countries that use the euro. In Frankfurt today, there were protests in front of the European Central Bank. The BBC's Steve Evans is in Germany. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, David.
So we had Occupy Wall Street over here. The European protesters are calling themselves what? Blockupy?
That's right. Blockupy, because they want to block the European Central Bank. In other words, have a cordon around it so that nobody could get in and out. And that's precisely what they did. They turned up in the morning there in the rain, I have to say, in Frankfurt, and joined hands around the bank for a short time, but pretty well orderly. They made their point, which was an anti-capitalist point, saying that the ECB is one of the institutions imposing austerity, particularly on Greece and Spain, and so should be resisted.
Whether European Central Bank officials like it or not, though, their institution is emerging as a powerful symbol of economic pain.
It is. The Federal Reserve has got the obligation to worry about inflation on the one side and unemployment on the other. The European Central Bank is worried only about inflation. And what a lot of people say, not just the Blockupy people, but they say that particularly at the moment, when you look at the way the economies are going, only worrying about whether inflation is going to go up is asymmetric. So there is a wider protest and a wider argument, really, amongst economists about whether the European Central Bank is basically, as it were, one-eyed in its aim in economic policy.
The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.